The boys had just finished the dramatic presentation of Little Red Riding Hood, and it was a howling success. You remember Skeeter and his skirt that got shorter and shorter and so forth, and Mr. Woodworth and the headmaster thought it was the funniest thing they'd ever seen. That was soon forgotten, and the big event coming up now was the outing down on the where the rivers meet. They called it Four Corners. So the boys were reading the notice on the board, and it was saying that Friday night and Saturday would be the 2 days for camp out. And of course, this was a big thing that all the upperclassmen, as well as the greenhorns and everybody else, was looking forward to. As the week neared to an end, everybody was reading all the requirements, what they were supposed to take, bedrolls and all the requirements. Mr. Woodward told the boys that they had to divide up the work. Like, one would have to do breakfast, one would have to do dinner, one supper, one would have to clean out the tent for inspection, one would gather wood, and he had a whole list of all the chores that everybody had to do. And as a rule, there were two to a tent. In case of Jackie and Skeeter and Mogai, there were three. And of course, there was Brandface and Bowie and Horace and Hugo and Mike and John and all the others from dormitories A, B, and C, and so forth. So finally, when Friday afternoon came, the buckboards were all lined up. The tents were all packed on wagons and buckboards, mostly buckboards. It was a big, big day. The cook was out there preparing the last minute the things that the boys would need, because he had to furnish the sugar and whatever they needed, flour and so forth. The boys had their menu that they made out. And finally, the first wagon began to roll, and the boys began to yell and scream at each other. And finally, when they got to the riverbed where the big river was, there was a medium-sized stream coming in from the north. And it was a real nice place. There were trees, it was flat, and around the sides there were hills. They had all their places marked. Mr. Woodworth had made out a map for each one. Skeeter was the first one that found his. He's up here, Jackie, right on this little hill. Come on, come on. They began to unload their things, and just a few yards down the hill, there was Hugo and Horace unpacking theirs. Skeeter yelled at him. He said, "Hey, how you doing?" He says, "We're doing all right. How are you?" He said, "Just fine." And down on the other side, there was Mike and John, and on to their left was Brandface and Bowie and all the other boys. So it looked like a busy beehive with all the tents going up and everything was fixed up. And finally, when the boys had their tents up, Skeeter sat down. He said, "Jackie, what am I going to do?" He said, "Well, we've got it down on the sheet." He said, "Let's see. The first thing, oh," he says, "you're down for breakfast tomorrow morning." He said, "Oh." He said, "Mogai, you gather wood for the fire." He said, "Me do that." He said, "Me go hunting." He said, "No, you don't. We don't need to." He said, "Maybe I could get some fish, huh?" He says, "Well, I suppose if you catch some fish, that would be good for breakfast." He said, "I may do that." So finally, when they got everything organized, and as Skeeter and Jackie looked around, they saw the tents all up, springing up like mushrooms. And Skeeter said, "Wow, just look at it." He said, "Just like bees out here." That evening, there was a big campfire down at the amphitheater. It was a huge place, a sort of shelled out like a big bowl. And there was a big fire, and there was some dormitory G had the program. So before the program started that evening, when they built the fire, Mr. Woodward got up, said, "Boys," he said, "I want your attention first." He says, "We're down on the lower levels of the river. There are such things as flash floods." He says, "Now, if you don't know what that is," he says, "it could rain very heavily 5 to 10 miles from here." And he says, "The water comes down these canyons over to your right and from the north over here." He said, "We have two boys, and we will have boys 24 hours a day standing guard at the top of these rocks, so that in case there is a flash flood, we will be notified immediately." He said, "I want you to know that if you hear the warning," he said, "we have a bell." And he went over and picked up the big bell and began to ring it. He said, "That means you ask no questions, you do nothing but run for high ground. Leave everything." He said, "Make sure that you know where your buddy is. You know, you all have been appointed a buddy, In case where there are three of you, there are three of you. You should know where your buddy is at all times in case of an emergency. It says you must follow these rules. The boys didn't say much because they understood. He says, and now I'll turn it over to the dormitory G. And they did their program and so forth, and they sang songs, and they had a big time. Finally, it was quite late when the boys finally dragged up to their tents. And Skeeter said, gee, Jackie, he said, you know, I haven't had even time to think about breakfast. He said, could I go down and fish a little bit? He said, it's kind of late. He said, but the river's just down here a few feet. He says, well, hurry up. He said, I'll make up the bunks and so forth. I said, the bedrolls. So Skeeter grabbed a pole and that he'd brought along and rushed down to the river. And as he sat there, he began to talk to himself. Hey, fishy, fishy, come up here. Stick your big heads out. I need you. And nothing happened. Finally, over on the other side of the log where he was sitting, he could hear croak, croak, croak. He said, I don't need you. Here, fishy. And finally, the frog began to croak some more. And finally, he says, la-da-dee-da-dum. He said, why not? Why not? He said, come here, froggy. He went over there and grabbed the frog and stuck him in a can, grabbed another one, and finally had three or four great big fat frogs. He put the lid on it. He said, we shall have a delicious breakfast, won't we, froggies? And as he started away, his foot slipped on the log and he fell down sideways in the mud. And as he fell down, right beside a snake, a great big bull snake. Skeeter said, hey, where'd you come from? Skeeter jumped up and grabbed him around the neck and stuck him in the can. He said, that'll teach you. And finally he started over to the tent and put the frogs in the can behind the tent. Jackie says, Skeeter, where you been? He said, oh, I got something. He said, you have any luck fishing? He said, I sure did. I caught a lot of things. He said, I need to go down and pay Hugo and Horse a visit. He said, well, you better hurry back. He said, it's getting late. Skeeter sneaked around the back, pulled out the snake, rushed down the hill. Hugo and Horse were outside gathering wood for the morning fire for breakfast. And when they weren't looking, he rushed in and stuck the snake in a sleeping bag, Hugo's sleeping bag. Just as he got outside, Hugo was coming. He said, hey, Skeeter, what are you doing? He said, oh, hi there, fellas. He said, I was just coming down to say good night. Oh, well, that's nice of you. He says, good night. He says, what are you fixing for breakfast? He said, oh, something real special.
Duh, I hope you have better luck than I am. I'm supposed to cook down here.
He said, yeah, I'd sure hate to come down here.
He said, well, I'd do as good as you do, I bet.
And finally, Skeeter went on up the hill, and he sat down on a log in front of his tent. He said, Jackie, you want to see a tornado hit Hugo Barnes's tent? The tornado? He says, what? Is there an emergency? And he rushed out, where? He said, sit down, calm yourself, please. Mogai came out, he says, what you do? He said, if you watch the tent carefully, he said, Indian boy, you will see it come down. Very strange ways of pale faces. And sure enough, they saw Hugo and Horse go into their tent and close the flap. Horace slid down in his sleeping bag. Oh, boy, this is the life. This is what I like. He said, sleeping out in the open. Hugo says, yeah, me too. He slid way down in his sleeping bag. Yeah, this is the life. He said, this is going to be the biggest outing we've ever had.
Yeah. Well, good night, Hugo.
Good night, Horace. And all of a sudden, down by his feet, he felt something sort of like crawling over his toes.
What's wrong?
I don't know. He said, I said, I don't know, I guess maybe there's a sticker in my bed. And finally he felt something going up his leg. He said, I don't think stickers crawl.
He said, of course they don't, you know.
And finally he felt something on his stomach.
Oh!
Hugo, our horse, sat up. He said, what's wrong? You're going crazy? And all of a sudden, the snake stuck his head out and looked Hugo right between the eyes. He jumped up and began to shake, and the horse began to jump around, tried to beat the snake, and pretty soon he said, watch it, watch it. And pretty soon, the old tent began to shake and shiver, and the whole plane came down. He said, just like I said. Jackie says, Skeeter, how did you know that? He said, I'm a fortune teller. He says, you're more than that. He says, you're responsible for it. Who, me? He said, you know I wouldn't do anything like that. Finally, when the shouting stopped, Hugo and Horace crawled out. He had a snake in his hand. He says, somebody put this in here. Skeeter yelled out. He said, what's wrong, fellas? Nothing, Skeeter. He said, we just happened a little varmint crawl into the tent. Nothing at all. He said, would you fellows mind coming down and give us a hand with the tent? We had a little accident. Jackie looked down. Sure, sure. He said, come on, Mogai, Skeeter. And they came down and they began to put up the tent. Hugo Barnes sneaked around the back and there was a little ridge. He followed the ridge up behind Jackie's tent, lifted up the flap and crawled inside and stuck the snake in Skeeter's bedroll. He came back down and he says, that's fine, fellas. He says, thanks a lot, Skeeter. He said, that's okay. He said, I'm awful sorry. He said, you guys should be more careful. He said, you should have checked your tent before that. He said, those little varmints, you know, they get everywhere. Hugo smiled. He said, that's right, Skeeter. They sure get everywhere. He said, well, he said, nighty night.
It's a nighty night to you two.
They went up the hill and Skeeter looked down. He said, Jackie, he said, you know, that Hugo's a pretty good fellow. Oh. Jackie looked at Skeeter. He said, Skeeter, I don't think he thinks you're a very good fellow. He said, because you put that snake in, didn't you? Skeeter said, I cannot tell a lie. He said, so I'm not going to answer. He said, well, let's get to bed. So they crawled in and Jackie said, boy, this is the life. Skeeter climbed in. He said, yeah. He said, this is living. This is what I call real. Said, what's wrong? He said, there's something at the bottom of my bag. Oh, he said, now what would be down there? He said, I don't know. Pretty soon he felt something crawling up the side of his leg. Jackie! He said, what's wrong? And all of a sudden, he saw the snake stick his head out. Wow! Jackie jumped up. What is it? He said, oh. He said, it's my friend. He said, the snake I caught. He said, look, and he grabbed him. He says, get that thing out of here. He said, is that the one that you... He said, yeah, how did he get up here? Jackie smiled. He said, why, that crook of a Hugo Barnes. Anybody that would do this to a friend, put a snake in his bedroll, he said, I think he's just a skunk. That's what... Jackie looked at him and said, you sure like to call yourself names, don't you? He said, yeah. He said, I guess we're both skunks. Jackie laughed. He said, well, he's got the last laugh. He said, but let's get to bed. He said, I'll put him in the can. Jackie warned Skeeter, you better get up early. He said, the wood's out there and everything. And when I get up, I want the most delicious breakfast I have ever eaten. Oh. Skeeter said, you've got it, Jackie. You've got it. They went to sleep. Skeeter was up bright and early. He tiptoed out, went around the back, and began to prepare the frogs to fry. He was singing and humming, la-da-dee-da-dum, and he was fixing the fire, and he got the frying pan out, and he got the butter, and he got the flour out, and he began to dip them in flour and put them on the frying pan, and it smelled awfully good. Finally, he had toast ready and the frog legs ready and everything. He stuck his head in, yoo-hoo, He says, Sleeping Beauties, wake up. Jackie said, I'm not Sleeping Beauty. He said, you can say that again. He said, is breakfast ready? He said, it sure is. Come on. Skeeter went outside and looked down the hill. He saw black smoke coming out of a frying pan that Horace was working on. Skeeter said, hey, what's wrong down there? He said, nothing. He heard Hugo Barnes yell at Horace. Says, you fool, you've burned it to a crisp.
He said, well, I can't help it.
Well, why don't you watch it? He said, go throw it over the down the river or someplace. He said, we can't eat that stuff.
Well, it's not my fault.
No, it's my fault. Skeeter said, Hugo, said, would you accept an invitation to come have breakfast with us? He says, sure, Skeeter, what are you having? He said, oh, something special. He says, sure, sure. Pretty soon they came up the hill. Skeeter had it all set and everything, and they all came out and they sat down and began to eat. He said, hey, Skeeter, said Hugo, this is good. He said, the toast, he said, you are a cook. He says, Horace burned everything we had.
Well, I can't help it.
He said, boy, this stuff's good. He said, I've got some more if you want it. And he passed it around, and finally they ate all the frog legs, and it was all gone. Finally, Hugo stretched, he said, yo,
he said, well, we gotta go to nature hunt this morning. He said, where are you guys going?
He said, I don't know. He said, I guess we're gonna go on a nature hike of some kind. He said, we're going with our own group. Finally, they started to leave. Hugo turned back, he said, hey, Skeeter. He said, what was that stuff anyway? He said, well, what difference does it make? He said, that was good stuff. He said, what was it? He said, maybe I could fix some. He said, well, no, I'd rather not tell you because, you see, you have to go out and catch some frogs before you... What?
What did you say?
I said, what was that, Hugo? Our Skeeter, said Hugo.
Well...
Skeeter, I couldn't get any fish. Jackie says, Skeeter, you didn't. He said, yeah, I fixed frog legs.
Why, you!
And he started after Skeeter. Mo Guy stepped and said, you leave him alone. He said, you ate with big smile on your face. You keep smile on face now. He said, well, he said, I feel like a frog. He said, I'll be jumping all around here. He said, Skeeter, he said, you're going to pay for this. He said, I didn't ask you to eat it. You invited us.
Yeah.
He said, thanks a lot for nothing.
Mo Guy said, you go, big pale face with fire in hair. Go.
He says, all right, but you haven't seen the last of us yet. They went down the hill. That morning, all the boys had certain areas that they had to go to, woodcraft, nature trails, nature study, and then at noon they fixed their dinner, and from 1 o'clock till 2 o'clock was their free time. They called it horizontal time. You could go to sleep, you could go fishing, or anything you wanted. And when they had finished dinner, Ski said, Jackie, he said, I want to make it up. He said, I want to go fishing. He said, if I could get some good fish, I'd invite Hugo and Horace and tell them that this time it's real fish. He says, I don't care. I'm going to stay here and sleep. He said, for an hour. Mo Guy looked up, me sleep too. Nice breeze. Skeeter got his fishing pole and left. He went down to the river and he fished a while. Nothing. He kept walking downstream. Finally, he was about a half a mile downstream. He said, those fish? He said, I wonder where they are. He was so intense on getting some fish that he didn't even hear some loud noise in the distance. He looked up, he said, I wonder what that is. And he looked around, he saw a few dark clouds here and there, but thought nothing of it. He began to fish some more. Finally, Mr. Woodworth looked up on the peaks, he saw the two boys frantically waving their arms. One of them was running as fast as he could. He said, "Mr. Woodworth," he said, "it's a flash flood." He says, "about 5 miles north of here." He said, "there's a big, big stream coming down the gully as fast as it can come." He says, "all right, give me the bell." He reached over and began to ring the bell. He says, "everybody to high ground, everybody to high ground." And all of the boys began to pick up a few things that they could carry, and in a few minutes, they could hear the roar of the water coming down the canyon. Everything was clear, including the buggies and the horses, but many tents were left. And as this big wall of water came gushing down, it swept the tents, everything. And finally, Mr. Woodward says, "good work, boys." He said, "have you accounted for everybody?" And everybody said, "yes, everybody." And Jackie finally, "Skeeter, Mr. Woodward." He says, "what is it?" "His Skeeter went fishing. He's down on the river somewhere." Hugo Barnes rushed up. He said, "what's wrong?" He said, "I think Skeeter's downstream in the river somewhere." They looked at the river. It was swollen, and the trees and everything was drifting down. Mr. Woodward says, "Jackie, he was your friend. He was your buddy. You were supposed to be responsible for him." He says, "I know, but I said I was going to sleep, and I fell asleep, and he said he was going fishing, and I knew where he was, but..." Hugo Barnes looked out across the river. He says, "Mr. Woodward, I'm going after him." He grabbed, Mr. Woodward grabbed him. He said, "you're not going anywhere." He says, "I'm the best swimmer in this country." And he said, "no one's going to stop me. Now get out of my way." He rushed over and jumped on a horse and went downstream, and they saw the horse and everything dive into the water and disappear downstream. Mr. Woodward yelled, "Hugo Barnes, get back here!" Of course, Hugo couldn't hear him. Of course, it was true. Hugo was the best swimmer, and if anyone could do anything to save Skeeter, he could do it. Jackie was the one that was upset the most, because he felt that he was responsible for Skeeter, and now Skeeter had been drowned in the swollen river. Hugo was on the horse, and he kept talking to the horse, and the swift current carried him downstream. And finally, he'd look at the logs floating down. He'd look to the sides. Somewhere he hoped to see a head bobbing, or maybe even a body along the shore. He kept screaming, "Skeeter! Skeeter!" And he kept going down and down and down, and finally he saw a log floating to the right of him. And he looked, and he thought there was something bobbing on it. And finally he kicked his horse. He said, "come on, come on." And the horse began to swim. And finally he looked over to the other side of it, and there hanging on a limb sticking out to the right of it, there was Skeeter. "Skeeter!" Skeeter looked up, barely could open his eyes. "Over here!" Hugo rushed over, grabbed the log. He says, "hold on, Skeeter." He says, "I'm going to take it to shore. Hold on." He says, "okay." Hugo pulled the log over to the shore, jumped off the horse and picked up Skeeter and carried him to the shore. He says, "are you all right?" He said, "I don't know." He said, "I'm full of water." Finally, Hugo looked at him. He said, you look all right." He says, "you're all wet." He said, I'm all right." He said, "I was fishing there, Hugo." He said, "I was just fishing, minding my own business, and all of a sudden this big wall of water." He said, "I looked up and I said, I didn't know what happened." He says, "you didn't hear the bell?" He said, "no." He says, "well, okay, come on." He says, "you feel all right?" He said, "yeah, just wet." He says, "come on, get on." Hugo got on, grabbed his right arm and pulled Skeeter up behind him and headed back up along the shore towards the camp. And as the boys kept watching and watching, they finally saw Hugo coming on horseback. "Mr. Woodward, he's back, he's coming back." And finally one of the boys rushed up. "Mr. Woodward, he doesn't have Skeeter with him." Because Skeeter was sitting behind him and they couldn't be seen. When Jackie heard that and looked, he knew that Skeeter was gone. He said, "it's all my fault, it's all my fault." He rushed up the rocks and way up to a peak. There was a sort of a flat place with huge rocks where you could sit down. Jackie rushed up there, sat down with big tears in his eyes. He kept blaming himself. "If I'd just kept after him," he said, "if I'd have known where he was." And finally, Mr. Woodward looked at the boys, and they were all very saddened, because this was the first time in many, many years that they lost a boy like this. And Mr. Woodworth knew that this was going to be a very sad occasion. As Hugo came forward, he began to yell. He says, "Mr. Woodworth!" And he waved to him. "It's all right, Hugo," he says, "I'm sorry about it. You did your best." He says, "No one's blaming you, Hugo." "Mr. Woodworth?" He says, "Yes, Hugo, I know." Finally, he got close enough, and Hugo said, "Mr. Woodworth?" "Yes." He said, "What's wrong?" He said, "Well, when you lose one of your boys," he said, "and you ask what's wrong?" Hugo says, "I didn't know that. Who did we lose?" He says, "What do you mean, who did we lose?" He says, "Skeeter, of course." "Oh," Skeeter stuck his head out. "Hey, you looking for me?" The boys almost jumped out of their skin. "Skeeter!" Mr. Woodward rushed up. He says, "Skeeter?" He said, "Who did you think it was, a ghostess?" He said, "Well, Mr. Woodward, I tried to tell you, I found him on a log." He said, "Yeah, Hugo," he said, "the big old log." He said, "He saved my life." Mr. Woodward looked up. "Hugo Barnes, I'm going to make a note of this." He said, "I'm going to give this note to the headmaster." He said, "You should be highly recommended. In fact, I'd be almost willing to say you've just earned your bars back." Hugo looked up. "You really think so?" He said, "You," he says, "I really think so." "Oh, boy, thanks, Mr. Woodward," he says. "And thank you, Skeeter, for letting me save your life." He said, "Well, just any time you want to earn some more merits, I'll jump in the water and you save me, okay?" Hugo laughed. He said, "It's not that easy." Horace came down. Hey, boy, Hugo. He said, "Boy, you could have been killed." He said, "Yeah, I know that." Skeeter finally looked up and realized how serious everything really was. And almost tears in his eyes, he said, "Hugo Barnes, you big old lug." He said, "Thank you." Hugo sniffed a little bit. He said, "It's all right. Just do it for anybody." He said, "You wouldn't." He said, "Just because it's me." He said, "Your little friend Skeeter." He said, "Yeah, I guess you're right." Finally, Skeeter said, Hey, where's Jackie?" Mr. Woodward looked around. He was here a minute ago. One of the boys said he went up the peak. He said, "Well, I better go get him." He says, "Tell him to get down here." He said, "We're packing up. We're leaving." He says, "We can't camp anymore." He says, "I'm sorry about it." He said, "We've got to get back to the school." Skeeter went, climbed up the rocks, and finally when he got to the top, he saw Jackie sitting there with his face in his hands, sobbing. Skeeter sat down, and tears began to roll down his eyes. "What are we crying for? I just lost my friend Skeeter, and it's all my fault." Skeeter looked at him. He said, "Yeah, he said, probably my fault too, because I didn't know any better. They'll never find him anymore." "Who would they find him?" And finally Jackie recognized a voice. He took his hands down, looked over, and said, "Skeeter!" He said, "Well, who'd you expect?" He said, "But you..." He said, "No, that big old log Hugo saved me." "Oh," he said, "Skeeter, am I..." He said, "Am I glad to see you?" He said, "I'm glad to see you." He said, we're leaving, Jackie. We're packing up. Come on." "Oh," he says, "Skeeter," he says, "I don't know what to say." He said, "Just don't say anything. Let's go." As Skeeter started to leave, he said, "Hey, Jackie, look at these pretty rocks." He said, "That's what you were doing up here?" He said, No. He said, "Gee, look at these greenies." He said, "This is pretty." He said, "I'm going to take some of these with me." "Oh, come on, Skeeter, we don't have time for rock hunting now." He said, "Just a few of them." He stuffed his pockets full, and finally he found a piece of old gunny sack, and he stuck some in a gunny sack, and he began to carry him down. When they got to the bottom, most of the buckboards were already loaded, and they got the sopping wet tents and anything they could find that the river didn't wash down. They put it all together and slowly began to move on home. Hugo and Horace and a bunch of boys were in Hugo's wagon, and behind them was Jackie and a bunch of his boys in his wagon, and then dormitory B and then dormitory G. And they had to go through this